This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, if we get the chance, we'll tell you about this Fairfax, Virginia mayor who's been arrested for allegedly giving methamphetamine to an undercover police officer in exchange for a sexual encounter, which, by the way, I think should be a completely legal act. But nonetheless, we'll get into it with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us to bring up what you want, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype in to join us here on the live Saturday show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. James is on the line in Arizona listening on TuneIn. Hello, James.
Yeah, right. Hello, Minister Freeman. I'm calling to ask Minister Perry a question. He seems to like to have this ugly habit of slandering me after he's dumped my call. So I should like to know what you said. I dehumanize people, Minister Perry. Really? How's that?
By calling them animals, by saying that they're less than full human because they do things that you don't like.
Wait, isn't it Ralph that calls people animals?
Yes, and I said
Ralph does that as well. But when you say that people deserve to be killed because they do things that you don't like, that is dehumanizing to them.
No, it's not. They've dehumanized their fellow human beings by murdering and playing their fellow, our fellow human beings.
You've also said that civilians that happen to live in a geographic area near them deserve to die.
I never said anybody deserved to die that's innocent. I do say that...
Do you say that they're not innocent because they live in the area near somebody that does something that you think is absolutely horrible?
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, this is called Heads, Daryl Wins, Tails, Wit Loses. He gets the first and the last word. I've never, ever suggested to people that live in a certain geographical area deserve to die unless they're up to no good, as in, like, mass murder, which ISIS is up to. And yes, I don't feel bad, and nor should you or anybody take offense to me calling somebody that goes around chopping people's heads off that don't want to convert to their religion animals.
Hold on, James.
Yeah.
What about the hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent women and children that are not members of ISIS that have been killed by drone strikes?
I speak for them, and I blame 100% of the blame on the people those drone strikes are aimed at. Daryl, as you...
That's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, James. No,
I'm glad he at least said that he grieves for them this time. Previously, he has said that he did not think that they were innocent because they were near somebody that he thought deserved to die.
But he blames the alleged members of ISIS who are nearby these innocent people, not the people who did the drone strikes. He doesn't blame the actual person who pulled the trigger or pressed the button that drops the bomb on these people's homes.
James probably also blames ISIS for the journalists being killed by the members of the U.S. military because, oh, well, we weren't sure that that was a briefcase or a gun, and we know that there are suspected terrorists somewhere around here. Oh, we know there's some suspected terrorists somewhere around here. Let's just go ahead and bomb that building that's in the exact same location that Doctors Without Borders told us there was a hospital 2 days ago.
Well, as long as the intentions were good, the military gets a pass from a lot of people for doing a lot of damage to innocent life. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph. Ralph in New Jersey. Going once. I hear somebody there. Ralph in New Jersey going twice. All right.
Are you okay, Ralph? Do you need mouth to mouth?
Thanks for the call, you animal.
Say Obama once you need mouth to mouth.
Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Before I start, I wanted to make you aware of and that I'm exercising my right under the Constitution of Pennsylvania, 1968, sections 1, 2, 3, and 7, pursuant to section 20, 25, and 26, 26 of Article I. That's all right.
Okay, that means nothing to anyone, Ricky. So what are you trying to say?
So, Daryl, I got a question for you. Now that I've exercised my rights, I want to talk about liberty.
Yes, you've mentioned some random numbers from some documents that most people have never actually familiarized themselves with. Go ahead and make whatever point you're trying to make.
Well, when it comes to liberty, you know, I had a question about liberty to Daryl, if I could. Can I, Daryl?
You can ask the question.
You don't have to ask if you
can
ask a question.
You don't have to ask if you can ask a question.
Just
you don't have to say what the question is about. Just ask the question.
Okay. Now, in New Hampshire, you have rights, correct? You're under the Constitution of the United States of America, correct?
I have rights no matter where I am on this big spinning rock going through space because I'm a human being.
And you're not under the Constitution because you didn't sign the Constitution.
There are constitutions that recognize certain rights. And there's a constitution that exists here in the state of New Hampshire that recognizes certain rights.
But you're not under that either. You live in a plot of land where people believe religiously that you might be under the Constitution. But ultimately, if your name's not on that document, it is not something that you are underneath in any way, shape, or form.
Right. And even if I am, Part 1, Article 3 of the New Hampshire Constitution says that because there's no protection of my rights, any rights I supposedly surrendered is void.
Okay, now if I may add to that, Daryl. Now, you may have heard many times you have a friend in Pennsylvania from others. See, in 1968, I wanted to clarify something. See, I do have protection. You see, because Pennsylvania, from the get-go, ever since 1774, opposed the Constitution of the United States of America.
Now, they opposed it 13 years before it was written. That's absolutely amazing.
And if I could even clarify it even further. Now, the Founding Fathers, namely Jefferson and the others, they saw how the original Constitution that the Federalists did not want, was a problem. They didn't want it to begin with. And then same with the Bill of Rights. But once it was no good, they opposed it.
Now, why did they join the Union if they opposed the Constitution?
They did not. They did not. I'll clarify that also. You see, Pennsylvania, during the Civil War, was part of the Confederacy. The reason why is because Pennsylvania has always been anti-federalist. No, hold on. Don't laugh. Now, in 1968, this can all be verified on the Internet. In 1968...
So, Ricky, you're saying I have independent
sovereign immunity under the Constitution.
I think you have independent sovereign immunity just because you're a sovereign human being.
So are you saying that the legislature of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania did not ratify the United States Constitution on December 12th, 1787?
Now, correct. Here's exactly what happened. Now, in Pennsylvania, the legislature is in control. Basically, the legislature controls everything. Now, there are superior... Hold on!
I wouldn't even say anything!
Well, you're freaking out, Ian, because I'm trying to help with something very important.
You yelled, hold on, and no one even said anything to you.
I'm sorry. I apologize. What happened is...
You got to speed this up. What happened to that?
I'm speeding it up. What it comes down to is that... Pennsylvania has protection. Basically, say, for example, carrying a gun, okay, or anything like that.
Not in Philly. You can't carry a gun in Philly.
Actually, you can. Reason why, they never got approval from the legislature for
well, that's not going to stop the police from arresting you for it.
They won't arrest me. Because,
so did they or did they not join the union, Ricky? It's not clear from what you're saying.
No, they did not.
Huh. History Channel says that there was a vote of 46-23 to ratify the Constitution.
It's all a conspiracy, Daryl. Thanks for the call, Ricky.
They did, in fact, join.
Well, you know, I wish it were true that they didn't. I wish the Constitution didn't exist. I wish we could end the federal government sooner.
There are some people that claim that Delaware never actually ratified and that, like, the Crown of England is headquartered in Delaware or something.
They claim Texas never ratified the Constitution, too, right?
No.
There people that claim that? No?
No.
I thought that was one of the Texas nationalists.
No, they're
claims.
Saying that there's a clause in the ratification that allows them
to exit.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. Meth dealing mayor in Fairfax, Virginia. Did he really trade meth for sex with a cop? Undercover cop, it's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Join us here.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And had you heard the news about the challenge to Bernie Sanders from Roger Ver? Bitcoin.com founder Roger Ver has challenged Bernie Sanders to debate Adam Kokesh. Now, Adam Kokesh is a really principled, liberty-oriented guy. He may be seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination for president in the year 2020, from what I hear. Overall great activist. I like Adam. We've had him on the show a number of times. Anyway, Kokesh is willing to meet Bernie Sanders in any city. So Bernie can choose the venue. He can choose the moderator, the objective moderator of the debate. And it'll be a debate of socialism versus voluntarism, if it happens. But in order to persuade Bernie, Roger has offered initially $50,000. He's recently upped that offer to $250,000, which will go to the charity of Bernie's choice. And also Adam Kokesh gets to allocate $50,000. So basically there's $300,000 in the offering right now that's going to go to charity if Bernie agrees to the debate. Now, it has to be a three-hour debate. They have to complete the debate in which both men have equal time, and then Roger will donate that money to the charity of Bernie and Adam's choice. Bernie, by the way, you want to learn more about this challenge, you can go to bernie.freetalklive.com. Of course, he had millions donated to his campaign, and now he can pay it forward if he chooses and help out a worthy charity for just a few hours of his time. I mean, this is no skin off of his back. If socialism is such a great idea, then he should be able to defend it for a few hours on stage. Bernie.freetalklive.com. Go there to learn about the challenge as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Matt. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey. You're going to like my call because I'm actually calling to compliment you.
Oh,
People who call in, I've listened to you quite a while. A lot of them are belligerent. A lot of them, I think, are half crazy, some previous callers. But you take them, and you're patient. You don't hang up right away, and you debate. And I really respect that because a lot of the big names in talk radio, I've noticed over the last few years, they're taking fewer and fewer calls. They have experts on, and it's almost like it's just propaganda. And they just love to just go on and on and on. And you guys still take the calls, and they're tough calls. And that's what we need in this country, an exchange of ideas. So I disagree with you a lot, but I really want to compliment you on that.
Well, thank you. You know, some nights, Saturday nights are different on Free Talk Live because we're loaded usually to the brim with phone calls on most Saturday nights. Our weeknight edition, we don't have as many radio stations on, and of those that we have on, not all of them are live. So some stations will, what they call, delay broadcast the show, so we're not on live in those markets. And it's a lot harder for us to generate the same amount of calls. We could talk about the same topic on Saturday night as we talked about on a Wednesday night, and you know, we won't even get half the calls on a Wednesday. So if you ever hear Free Talk Live and we're not actually taking phone calls, it either means our phones are broken or we don't actually have any calls on hold, because this is really, to me,
or we're in a location where we are physically unable to take calls for some reason.
Fairly rare, but it has happened. So when I formed Free Talk Live back in 2002, I was a talk radio listener, and I was frustrated by what you're talking about, Matt, by the hosts who were obviously only taking calls that were friendly to them or only taking contrary calls on an issue that they had, you know, researched, and you know, they knew what to expect from the caller. The calls have all been heavily screened. On most talk shows, they ask callers to get into great detail about what it is that they want to say to the host. And if the caller actually breaks from their initial, so if they tell the call screener one thing and then they get on the air and they start breaking from what they told the call screener, they'll come up with reasons to get rid of that call. So what I saw was a lot of cowardice amongst these talk show hosts, not being willing to really face any issue. And so that's why I wanted to do an open phone show.
And then there's at least one guy that is, you know, nationally syndicated during the middle of the day that mm-hmm. I don't know if he still does this, because I've honestly not listened to the show in a long time, but I know he used to have what he called Free Speech Friday, and he would take maybe like one call an hour.
You talking about
right,
Rush?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they call it Open Lines Friday.
Something like that. But he would only have, like, you know, one or two calls the entire show.
Oh, and those people would have to wait and wait and wait just to get on for a very brief amount of time. So I like challenging calls. I like people with tough questions. I think those are the most valuable, because if all this show was, you know, preaching to the choir or having the choir on the phones, it really wouldn't be as entertaining for me. I want to do a show that's fun for me to show up every day. And, you know, to me, talking to myself, if it were, you know, if Daryl, you weren't here and I were by myself and, you know, I just wanted to talk about the things I wanted to talk about, that would bore the tears out of me, because I already know what's interesting to me. I want to know what's interesting to you.
That's why you have to have that little character inside your head that you're talking
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you, relay these conversations with yourself.
Go ahead, Matt.
Can I request a topic?
Yeah, please.
I'm very interested in been reading up about Chicago and just what a big mess it is and the gun violence and everything. Is there any way next weekend maybe you guys could talk about that and, like, what your solution would be?
Well, that would require us to actually put effort into preparing for the show, which I generally don't do much of. But as far as, like, you know, we can talk about it right now. I mean, Chicago is one of the biggest government areas in the country. It's one of the most restrictive areas for guns and, you know, being able to defend yourself. Like all big cities, it suffers from, you know, a glut of government, plenty of bureaucrats, lots of, social welfare programs and taxes, even the city income tax. I believe they have that in Chicago.
Bureaucracy that prevents people from opening their own business without jumping through huge hoops and hurdles.
Sure. And the state of Illinois is also in bad shape fiscally as well.
I remember reading a story, I believe it was in the second or third edition of Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart, where she was talking about a girl in, I believe it was Chicago, had opened up a hair braiding business. And
she got
shut down because she did not have the beautician license.
Right.
Even though the beautician license did not have anything to do with hair braiding.
Nope.
They did not teach hair braiding in the beautician
school. Not the African-style hair braiding that she was doing specifically.
Right.
It was 1,000 hours or whatever of instruction that she had to go through just to, you know,
and
jump through.
None of it had anything to do with the skill she already had.
No. What it has to do with.
She could not do that type of hair braiding without this license.
Right. What it has to do with is protecting the existing establishment from people who, you know, want to just throw open their front door and let people into their home. And so all these zoning rules and business rules, which, of course, cities like Chicago have plenty of, kills small businesses and hurt poor
people.
But
Houston, by the way, does not have zoning.
That's true. Go ahead, Matt.
With your philosophy, how do you 370 gun deaths just this year, 370? I mean, it's almost as bad as it was in Iraq at some point. How do you stop that with your philosophy? It's not by letting people braid hair. I mean,
are you saying that that was the number in Chicago so far?
This year, yeah. 370 murders by gun shots.
Well,
right, and I don't want it to sound like I was saying that braiding hair will somehow stop people from being killed. I was talking about the level of bureaucracy that winds up stifling people to where they don't have any other options than to do things in the black market.
Right, sell drugs.
Which is where people wind up getting in these situations where they get shot.
True, and a lot of the people who are likely being shot or doing the shooting specifically are probably illegally carrying those guns. So allowing people to legally carry guns and other weapons to defend themselves would certainly help mitigate that. Thanks, Matt, for your call. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got an audio-on-demand listen line. It's fairly new. We've had listen line for a while, but it's always just been a live stream of either LRN.FM or the latest episode of Free Talk Live looped over and over until we're live. We still have those listen lines, but this new one actually allows you to listen to not just LRN.FM's live stream, but also close to a dozen of the great original shows that come from LRN.FM originally, most of them, with the exception of Freedom Fiends, but we used to have them as an original show. 641-793-9660 is the number. It is a long-distance number, but almost no one pays for long distance these days in the United States, at least. If you've got, you know, pretty much any cell phone plan, it's likely unlimited long distance. That means this call is free for most people that can hear my voice right now. The number again, 641-793-9660. You can listen on your schedule on any phone, and you don't have to pay anything from your data plan to do this, because it's just a regular phone call. You choose from the menu which show you want to listen to, or just listen to the LRN live stream, And you can actually leave us feedback. You can leave us a message. We actually have like two or three messages built up that at some point, probably not tonight because we're loaded with phone calls, but at some point we'll play some of these messages, maybe tomorrow or the next day, whenever we get a chance, we'll play some of your messages on the air. So if you want to leave us feedback, you can do that from this audio on demand listen line, which is 641-793-9660. Basically, to leave the feedback, you select number 2 from the main menu. That'll get you Free Talk Live's playback, and then you press 0 at any time when you feel so inspired and you want to leave us that message. It'll be delivered to our email boxes. So once again, the audio on demand listen line, 641-793-9660. To the phones, to the phone. We got Scott. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hello, Scott.
Hello again. I was just calling. I heard you earlier, and I was just trying to figure out. You were talking about how you did. You actually say that you wish we didn't even have a constitution drafted in was it 18? Was it? Geez, I'm getting the year wrong. 1896, right? But 1786. But I was just curious. Is that really what you said? I wanted to get that out just to be sure.
I don't know if I said
I
that.
I don't think either one of us said that.
I said I didn't sign it, so I don't consider it to be applicable to me. Obviously, the government people don't think it's applicable to them because they have sworn an oath to it, and they ignore that oath, and they violate the Constitution left and right. So, essentially, I mean, it's nothing more than something that politicians and judges pay lip service to, really, rather than anything else. What I did say is that I don't think the United States should exist, and I would like to see states secede from the United States.
And I will quote Lysander Spooner, who in the 1860s said, "The Constitution has either authorized such tyranny as we have or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist."
Still true today.
Yes.
Okay, well, that answers pretty much the other question, which I just was about to ask, if you consider yourself one of these sovereign citizen types. But
no.
If you're well beyond sovereign citizen, you're well beyond that. You're to basically to just, you know, run around and you don't even like the United States at all. So I just want to get that out there for anybody who's listening.
Yeah, I love freedom. I love liberty. Yeah, I just like to clarify, I love freedom and I love liberty, but I don't like being told what to do.
You're both talking at the same time. I can't understand either one of you.
Scott, I'm saying I love liberty, I love freedom, but I don't love a big government oppressing people, and that's what the United States government is.
Well, I agree the government is oppressive too much. That's part of keeping it in check. That was what the Constitution was supposed to be.
How'd that work out?
The Constitution, that's the fault of the government. And that's the fault of the people for not keeping the people in the government in check.
But what are the people supposed to do about that?
Let's just get this out there. I mean, you already said it. You don't like the United States. You wish there never had been a United States. You wish there had never been a Constitution.
I didn't say I wish there never had been a United States. You're putting words in my mouth.
You've got your Guy Fawkes mask on, and you're running around saying, you know, B for Vendetta and all that. I mean, that's really what you're all about. I mean, just want to get that out there. Because
I've actually never worn a Guy Fawkes mask.
I have worn a Guy Fawkes mask, and I actually own several of them.
You make a lot of sense a lot of times, but I just want to get that out there. When you say you don't like the United States as founded, just to make sure everybody understands that.
Well, now, let me clarify something, Scott. I like the ideas.
I'm afraid that you really are. Let's get that out there because you're
okay.
Really
look, now you've said that a bunch of times, and I'd like to clarify it because you keep putting words in my mouth. I like the ideas I like some of the ideas that founded the United States, the idea of secession. I like that one, getting away from an oppressive king. I like that idea, but unfortunately, things didn't work out. Now, you blamed the people for it a moment ago, but I'd like to ask you, what are people supposed to do about malfeasance from their government so-called representatives?
Wait, that's what elections are for.
Are you telling me that there's actually a choice in the election in 2016 at the national level?
Well, if you're so smart, Ian, why don't you run?
Oh, actually, I am running, as a matter of fact. I'm running for a governor here in the state of New Hampshire.
You'll have a promising career as garbage collector of the year.
Huh? Well, first of all, you asked me why I don't run, and I pointed out that I do, so you're wrong about that. Secondly, garbage collection.
Pretty much what you're all about is like, oh, we're really going to get a percentage this year. We're not going to win, but we're going to get a higher percentage of this year. But we really accomplished something this time.
So what's the point of running for office? I do it to get a message out. I do it to get the word of freedom out to people so they can understand it and they can, you know, really consider it.
I've got news for you, Ian. When you talk about not liking the United States as founded and disliking that there had ever been a constitution,
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth again, and it's not fair. It's not fair. But all right, I'm going to just go ahead and end this call because you keep putting words in my mouth, and it's just not fair. I didn't say I had a problem with the idea of the Constitution. In theory, it should have been a good idea. Like, hey, let's bind this terrible government idea down with these chains of this Constitution and keep it small, keep it respectable, blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't work out. And it doesn't matter what words are written on the piece of paper. It turns out men with power are going to do whatever it is that they want to do. So, yeah, do I wish it never happened? No. I think it was probably a step in the right direction for that time, for the people who were there in that time. That was their best understanding of where to go from where they were coming from, which was the rule of the king.
Right. And Thomas Jefferson had even said, he's, you know, by the way, one of the guys that was involved in the whole, you know, founding of the country thing. Yeah. And he said that he believes that every generation should have a revolution. So he did not even think that, you know, this Constitution thing should
have lasted
for the next 200 years. He thought maybe in like 30 or 40 years, let's try this thing over again and come up with better ideas.
Yeah, try something new. And that's all we're talking about here is, hey, let's this experiment has failed. OK, the claim that, oh, well, that's what elections are for. Talk about somebody who's not paying attention. I mean, come on. The choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I'm sorry, the Libertarians and the Greens are not much of a better choice. Barely. They're a better choice. You know, this Libertarian candidate isn't even really a Libertarian. But, you know, to even believe that you could change the federal government anyway, even if a Libertarian did
win.
Well,
most of the people that talk about, well, just vote them out, they're talking about the members of Congress. They're talking about the 435 men and women in the House of Representatives and the 100 men and women in the U.S. Senate. All right, so let's look at those elections for just a bit. And you'll see that over 90% of the people running for re-election in the U.S. House of Representatives wind up getting re-elected.
Despite the fact that the people are generally against, I mean, the job satisfaction rating with the House.
9-10%.
It's sometimes lower than 9%. I thought I saw one recently. It was like 5%.
Wow, I'm not saying it that low. But yeah. Again, let's look at the elections, and you'll see that the vast majority of seats are safe districts, meaning that whoever is in that seat is going to return to that seat again next year.
Almost
and
a guarantee.
And if it's not that person, it's somebody from their party. There's, you know, about 24 seats that are really swing seats. And in those, again, it's, you know, very likely that whoever is the incumbent is getting reelected just because they've got the name recognition.
That's true. But even the person who's against the incumbent is likely a bad person, too, because
right. The
positions of power attract
corrupt. It's the illusion
corrupt.
Of choice.
These positions of power attract corrupt people or corruptible people. Usually they're already corrupted. It attracts them. And so you don't actually get a choice between good and evil. It's between evil and evil. It's not a solution for freedom in our lifetime. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and we've got just enough time to get you in here if you're on our lines right now. If you're not getting in tonight, well, don't worry. You can still call us tomorrow. We've got the live Sunday edition. Then we're live 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. If you've missed a moment of the show, of course, you can always go and download episodes at your leisure over at freetalklive.com. We've got ways for you to support Free Talk Live. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. $5 a month helps us market Free Talk Live. You just got a new station on board, Daryl. You've been doing affiliate relations calls for, what, 2 years now? For 3 years?
Almost three.
Wow, time flies. You brought on a new station in Farmington, New Mexico. We'll be welcoming them officially tomorrow night for the first time because they're a Sunday show affiliate. And that's something that was made possible by the Free Talk Live amplifiers for $5 a month, helping us reach out to new radio stations and get the ideas of freedom and liberty on as many stations as possible. We've got over 170 stations right now. We could have more than that. It just takes money and it takes resources and effort. And that's what the AMP program is designed to do, is to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get the ideas of freedom out there as far and as wide as possible. And really, we're able to do it pretty effectively for very, very little money. So you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only forum, which actually AMP Only Facebook group is what it is. Not like the old school forum used to be. It's a Facebook group now. And then also some other perks. So get the details. Get signed up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, David is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. I was just calling in to talk about that Constitution you were talking about. You don't think we need a Constitution?
Why would I need a Constitution?
Because once there'd just be like civil unrest or anarchy across America, people shooting each other, killing each other all over, just like.
You think the Constitution stops people from killing one another?
Yeah, I'm right. You got in the Bill of Rights, and it's
so hold on. So the only reason you don't go around shooting people on a daily basis is because there's a Constitution.
No.
Okay, then why do you think the Constitution prevents people from killing one another? When murder is not even mentioned in the Constitution.
Okay, you got me there. I don't know. I just think if you don't have a Constitution, there wouldn't be. Don't think people would just go crazy and shit.
Oh, okay, we gotta let you go. I'm sorry, David. You're not supposed to say the S word there. All right. So the suggestion from David is that the Constitution is the reason why things are as peaceful as they are here in the United States. But what about this? Now, look, I'm not saying that, you know, the idea of outlining rights is a bad idea. I like that, the idea of, hey, if you're going to have a government, it should respect these rights,
right,
which is what the Bill of Rights is, you know, all about. I'm fine with that. I like that idea. The New Hampshire Constitution has a Bill of Rights. It's very good. But unfortunately, they ignore those rights whenever they darn well please. So
yes.
What good is it? It's, you know, again, it's nothing more than a talking point or something that a politician can sort of pander towards. But let's look at New Zealand, because New Zealand has no constitution,
right,
and it frequently actually ranks higher than the United States by several positions on the economic freedoms of the world. There's a couple of different rankings out there. The Heritage Institute, the Fraser Institute, put together yearly rankings of all the countries in the world that they can possibly rate based
on
data.
And then there's also the Human Freedom Index,
correct,
that's put out by the Fraser Institute in conjunction with several other entities, and New Zealand consistently ranks
higher. Than
like
the U.S.
number one or two,
yeah.
And I actually went through, because I hear people all the time talk about, well, it's a constitutional republic, and that means that rights are respected. So I went through, and I looked to see if there's some kind of correlation between type of government and whether or not there's a written constitution and where they rank on this Human Freedom Index.
Okay.
Half of the countries in the top 10 do not have a written constitution and are monarchies.
It's interesting.
Yes.
So is it just a crapshoot or what?
It's a crapshoot. North Korea is technically a constitutional republic.
Right, the People's
Republic.
And they're
the most repressive regime in the world.
Yes, ostensibly. We don't get much data out of North Korea, although Venezuela seems to be declining fairly quickly. And
they also have a constitution and are a republic.
So I think New Zealand's probably the best example. Now, the big scare is, well,
New Zealand, Australia, Canada.
Australia doesn't have a constitution?
None of these things that fall under the realm of the UK have a written constitution.
The idea being that, well, if any new political power gets in charge of New Zealand, because there's no constitution, they can just do whatever it is that they want to. And well,
that's actually not true, because while there's not a written constitution that they can look and say, Article 3, Section blah, 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 there is common law that governs all of these. Plus, there's the Magna Carta, and there's, you know, like various things here and there.
But still,
that
in theory,
are accepted as being part of the unwritten constitution.
I see what you're saying, but in theory, they should have more latitude to do things differently than a country with a constitution supposedly tying it down. But yet, for decades now, you know, or at least for the last couple decades, New Zealand's been pretty high up on those charts and has been better in the last decade plus than the United States. So that suggests to me that whether or not there's a constitution doesn't really matter in the scheme of things. Again, I love the idea of human rights. I support the idea of human rights and respecting human rights. Unfortunately, constitutions don't seem to do a whole lot to actually respect human rights.
Right. And one of the things that I find to kind of be funny is it was the Federalist the ones that supported the creation of the Constitution, that opposed the idea of adding a Bill of Rights to the Constitution, because the argument was, well, we don't need that, because if we start writing down things that we recognize as rights, then at some point people might think that those are the only rights that they have.
Let's go to Brandon. He's in Wisconsin listening to WXXM in Madison. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, a little bit ago you had a guy call in, kind of just rambling on about Pennsylvania and whatnot. And
he yes, that's what he does.
He said that that Pennsylvania joined the Civil War on the side of the Confederacy.
That was his claim, yes.
And if you know anything about the Civil War, you just know that that's blatantly not true.
Yes.
So that was just kind of my first point. My second point was, for my question was, what's going on with this governor in Virginia?
Oh, good question. We actually never...
It's actually not the governor.
No,
it's the mayor of Fairfax.
My bad.
I'm glad you finally got to this, because we teased it all night and we never got to it just because we were loaded with phone calls. Anyway, his name's Richard Silverthorne. He's 50. He was arrested this week at the Crown Plaza Hotel. He says, obviously, that, you know, he believes that he's not guilty. He's going to trial, it sounds like. He says, quote, "I ask that you allow the process to proceed before rushing to judgment. Police in late July received a tip that Silverthorne may have been trading meth for sex on a website used to arrange casual sexual encounters between men. An undercover detective created a profile on the site, and Silverthorne, sure enough, contacted him within a few days, according to police. He told the detective he could provide meth in exchange for sexual encounters. The detective agreed to meet with Silverthorne, who agreed to bring other men to the engagement. Police said Silverthorne brought meth to the Chainbridge Road Hotel on Thursday. He was arrested and charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and misdemeanor or possession of drug, or a misdemeanor rather, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
One thing that I find humorous is the quote from the captain of the police who says the plan was to keep him outside because we did not want to engage in the activities he wanted to engage in.
Yeah, so apparently he's been reelected, by the way. This is his third term as mayor, and
Did get last elected 4 years ago, so it wasn't like he got reelected after being arrested.
And it looks like police claim they've arrested his suppliers, or his alleged suppliers, Juan Fernandez and Costin McLaughlin, which makes me wonder if the mayor rolled over on his dealer.
McLaughlin was charged with obstruction,
mm-hmm.
and Fernandez...
felony distribution of methamphetamine.
Yeah, distribution.
So, there you go, Brandon. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, my first thought is come on, man. If you're going to do that, at least do it better. I mean, maybe that's just a generational thing. I'm a little bit younger than he is, probably, but...
You mean, like, not make a deal for trading meth for sex on a unencrypted chat line or website?
Yeah, just on a public website or whatever. But you said that he might have rolled over on his dealer. I guarantee you he rolled as fast as he could just to get as far away from this as he could.
Either that or the dealer showed up because they were wanting to have group sex, according to the news report that I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting story because it should be legal what this guy did. I mean, if we had our way and we actually had freedom, then, well, first there'd be no mayors. But further, if somebody wanted to trade meth for sex, that's a completely consensual activity and should be completely allowed. Brandon, unfortunately, we're out of time for tonight, but thanks for calling and asking about that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.